all deserve a real yasher koyach, a pat on the back. As tough as I am with you guys, and as much as I try to put pressure on you guys to make the most of it, at the end of the day, la'achrei kechlos hakol, I have to say be'emes, I am so proud of each and every one of you. Future talmidei chachamim, future lamdanim, really working hard, making a difference. You each deserve a tremendous yasher koyach for all the effort you put in, and continue, and let the summer be an enhancement to growth, no matter where we're going to be next year. Make sure, as Rabbi Penner said yesterday, that we keep a kesher, and I can definitely attest to what he said, that I'm not here for the seven figures. That's 100% true. I'm here for the kesher. I'm here because I care about you, and I'm so proud of you, and we should continue at Vayter, and everyone should continue growing. And Amir Tzashem, you should come as much as you can and stay a part of the Chabura and the Chevra, and we all should grow together. The Torah in this week's Parshas Achrimos, after beginning the first three Aliyos, which deals with all the details of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, of everything that the Kohen Gadol is responsible for and involved with on the holiest day of the year in the Seder Avoda of Yom Kippur, which we dealt with earlier in the year. Look back in your notes, Zook, on the string, the white string, back to the Shir and Yom Kippur, week's Parsha. Oh, Givaldik. But then there's a brand new Parsha. The Avoda ends, and there's a brand new Parsha. Vaydaber Adonai al Moshe Lemor, the beginning of Revi. Daber al Aaron vel Bono vel Kol Bnei Yisrael v'amart alehem ze adover asher tziva Hashem Lemor. Kodesh Baruch Hu is commanding ze adover, precisely this. Be exact. Listen carefully. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael asher yishchat shor ochesev o'ez ma'machane o asher yishchat mi chutz la'machane. Every individual, Rabbi Isai, the aftermath, the first parsha, the first halacha that's learned after the Seder Avoda, after the Avodas Hashem on the holiest day, in the holiest place, at the holiest time. What's the first parsha that the Rabbi Shalom teaches us? Something that seems very foreign. Something that seems to have no connection to the Avoda on Yom Kippur. The Avoda of what? Of Ish Ish, that is shechting an animal. Michutz la'machane, what is called in halacha shchutei chutz, bringing an offering outside of the machane, outside of the camp, outside of the kodesh hakodashim, outside of the kodesh of the beis hamikdash. Vel pesach ol moed lo yeviu lakriv korban ladinoy lifnei mishkan adinoy dam yechoshev lo isha hu dam shafach v'nichros ha'isha hu me'kerev amos. So what's the penalty? What is the punishment of this Aveira of Shchutei Chutz, a person who doesn't offer his korbanos and his offerings in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather does it what? Chutz? The punishment is he gets karetz, v'nichros ha'ishahu. Good, very good, very nice parsha, very nice halacha. Let's write it, let's add it on to the Sefer HaChinuch, let's list a very interesting parsha. That's immediately what we go after. Avodas Yom Kippur, Shchutei Chutz. Like what? What's the transition? But Rabbi, the questions don't stop there. If you look carefully at the pasuk that I just read, there's not only an onesh of karis when it comes to the shchutei chutz. There's something much deeper when it's coming to this parsha of shchutei chutz, of not offering the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, but rather putting it on a bama, putting it on a private mizbeach, michutz lamachane, in your own backyard. Zok the Torah, listen to the pasuk that I'm going to repeat to you. Listen carefully. The guy did not bring his korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan. Now listen to the pasuk. Dam yechoshev la'ishahu dam shofach. Zokt Rashi ala Torah right here. Dam shofach kishoifich dam ho'odom. This is ritzicha. This is murder. What? I don't even know what this parsha is talking about. I don't even know the details about this parsha that's in the last parak of Zvachim and Daf Kuf Zayin and the Dafim over there of Shchutei Chutz, Haktor B'chutz, all the Halah B'chutz, all the details, Kodshim. When we get to the Brisk, we'll learn about Shchutei Chutz and we'll learn about Parsha Zachrimos. And Rashi says that Pshat, it's a pasuk. Rashi just commenting on the pasuk. That when the Torah says, Dam Shafach, if a person is makriv, karbonos, bachutz, outside the Bis HaMikdash, you know what he is? He's a rotzeach. Shvichas domim. So not only do we not understand the transition, not only do we not understand the juxtaposition, we don't understand the way the Torah refers to this violation. Shvichas domim's anger. What in the world is going on? How do you do Shnai Mikra Vechatargim this week? It's a pellet. Then the Torah goes on. Laman asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael zivcheim asher yim zoichin al pnei asodeh v'heviuum ladoinoi. What's the reason? The Torah says, what's the reason for the parsha of Shkut Echutz? For the fact that a person cannot bring these offerings outside of the Mizbeach and Shecht outside of the Beis HaMikdash? Zok the Torah in Pasuk Hei. Leman asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael zivcheim asher yim zoichin. So that what? The goal of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is that people will bring their karbanos to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you're going to bring it outside, that's not Leman Asher Yaviu B'nei Yisrael Zivchem Asher Yim Zayvchem. Now you're not bringing the animals in the Mishkan and in the Mikdash towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Tes Zayin of Abayis introduces a fascinating machlokes. Kedai Gemara to just take a look at, just in terms of just exploring and knowing historically what the halachas were in the Dor HaMidbar. But what did the groceries look like in the Midbar? What were on people's diets? Where did they get their chulent meat for every Shabbos when they were making a chulent or they wanted to make a feast and a nice barbecue, a July 4th barbecue in the Midbar? What was the halach? I want to make a barbecue in the Dor HaMidbar. Was that mutter or not? Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Disanya ki yarchiv Hashem Elokecha es kuv gvulcha kasher diber lecha v'amarta och lebasar. Rabbi Yishmael omer lo ba akosav ela lahatir lehem basar taiva. Shebitchilo nesar lehem basar taiva. Mishenich nesula aretz huter lahem baser taiva. Listen to what this Gemara says. The Gemara quotes a statement from Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael is in disagreement with Rabbi Akiva, major machlokes tanoim, whether or not baser taiva was permitted inside during the years of the Midbar. Rabbi Yishmael says there's a pasuk in. Anyone who can tell me where this pasuk is, I'll be impressed. Ki yarchiv Hashem Elokecha es gvulcha. What pasuk is that, Ezra? Where is that? No, close. No. No, close. Nice rebound off of Kiselva. Parshas Re'eh. It's the parsha of Shechita. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us you get to Eretz Yisrael and your boundaries are expanded, ki yarchiv Hashem es gvulcha, now you have the parsha of Shechita and you should shecht every animal that you're going to eat. So Zok Rabbi Yishmael, what is that new permission that's introduced to us in Parshas Re'eh and Devarim? Zok Rabbi Yishmael, apparently, fleishiks, July 4th barbecues, basar taiva, was not always permitted. That was a restriction before we get to the end of the Midbar, before we get to Eretz Yisrael, before we get to Parshas Re'eh. Ki yarchiv Hashem es gvulcha kasher diber lecha v'amarta och lebasar. But Masha'in came beforehand. Mishenichnusu la'aretz huter lehem basar taiva. There was a chiddush that once they got into Eretz Yisrael and the land got very large, so then they were allowed to have basar taiva. They were allowed to have basar that they were enjoying and they had a desire to have a fleishik meal, to have a deli sandwich. Va'achshav shegalu yochel, right? So Zok there, but beforehand, Zok the Gemara, Meikara was Usser. Says the Gemara, why? Why was it originally Usser? Listen to what the Gemara says, Rabosai. It's an unbelievable Gemara. Maitaima Itzer, why was it Usser previously?
Mishum dahavra makravi lemishkan. Since they were in close proximity to the Mishkan, so therefore what? Basar taiva was not permitted. What does that mean? What is going on in this Gemara? And furthermore, where does the Torah say in the years of the Midbar, kol basar lo tochilu? If you want to tell me something is asr, so then you better have a source. If you're now going to be a Rav and say, by the way, I am telling you now that there's a din in the Torah that fleishik is asr. So first of all, you're going to get tomatoes thrown at you because guys are not going to be able to deal with that. I personally won't be able to deal with that. But that's what Rabbi Shmuel is saying. Fleishik is asr. Rebbe, where's your pasuk? Where's your source? You want to say such a chiddush, where are you getting it from? Zokt Rashi? You want to know where my source is? Parshas Achrimos. Where's Parshas Achrimos? Does it talk about Basar Taiva? Does it talk about the fact that Fleishik is prohibited? The fact that you can't have a July 4th barbecue? Zokt Rashi? Midichsiv asher yishchat michutz lamachane ve'el pesach o'moyed lo yiviu. Which Parsha is that, Rabbi Isai? Which Parsha is Rashi telling you the source that Fleishik is ulcer? Shchutei Chutz. The Parsha that I just started with you. Our Parsha. Revi in this week's Parsha. Shchutei Chutz. Frek Toises Akasha an Chulin Dafte Zayinam Et Beis. This Rashi makes absolutely no sense. How could you tell me that Shchutei Chutz is the source that what? You're not allowed to have any Basar during the years of the Midbar, and it's all Asr. Hello, what? The Torah in Shchutei Chutz is talking about what? Says Tosos. Karbonos. It's not talking about non-sacrificial offerings. It's talking Tosos. Tosos at the bottom of Chulin Tezayin or Beis. Tosos says the Gemara is talking about Mukdoshim. That Shchutei Chutz means instead of offering the korban in the Mishkan or in the Mikdash, you're now doing what? You're offering the korban michutz lamachane. So what in the world is Rashi and Chulin talking about? That's Rabbi Shmuel's source, that all fleishiks, that all basar taiva, that all Chulin non-holy meat is going to be prohibited? Rabbi Yitzhai, Rashi is not alone. To defend Rashi from Tosa's question in Chulin, we need to open a Parshas Achrimos, and you will realize that the Ramban ala Torah in Parshas Achrimos supports Shitas Rashi in Chulin. And he explains, Aliba de Rabbi Yishmael, like the Gemara is saying, that the source for all regular Basar and Fleishiks and July 4th and hot dogs and deli sandwiches during those years of the Midbar were all prohibited. What's the source? Even chulin meat is prohibited to be eaten from the parsha of Shchutei Chutz. From the fact that the Rabbeinu Shlom introduces to us that our offerings and our service and our Avodas Hashem and our korbanos have to be located where? In the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, in that sectoralized location. And not what? Michutz lamachane. And not chutz. How do you understand that? L'chor Tosis is right. It makes sense to say that there's a prohibition in this week's parsha, Shchutei Chutz. Don't offer the korbanos in your backyard. Don't offer the korbanos on your private mizbeach. Don't offer the services and the bama. Rather do what? Serve it and offer it where? In the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, in the Beis Hashem. Tosfos says that can't be a source for all non-holy meat, for all fleishiks, for all deli, for all hot dogs. What is that? That's Basar Chulin. That has nothing to do with Shchutei Chutz, our parsha. Zokter Ramban, and apparently Rashi held as well, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in this week's parsha, Emes LeYaakov. No! The Rabbeinu Shel Olam created a world. And the world was created for one goal. To do what? To serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tachlis, the goal, the future, the sword, the reason for every item in this world is somehow to find its purpose to serve and designate towards the Mishkan, towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if there were animals, and there's a pasuk of shor, kesev, ways that are roi lebehema lebizbeach, then what? You need to bring it towards the mizbeach. And you know what? It is a violation if I use even a non-holy animal. If I use a cattle from Idaho, I use basar that was never hukdash, that never became hekdish, and I just eat it originally in the blueprints of the world, that's shchutei chutz. Because that item has spirituality. That item is destined to be niskariv and bring it closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you're diverting from the plan. You're diverting from the blueprints. You're now taking another route for the destiny of this item. That, says the Ramban, is shchutei chutz. Rabbeisai, you look at the Svarno in this week's parasha, on the pasuk that I told you, that it's dam shofach, it's shvichas domim, it's ritzicha, for you to kill an animal and shecht an animal, in these years in the midbar that you're now just going to have a meat sandwich, you're now going to have a hot dog, zok the svarno, yes. Because what? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam, in the beginning in Parshas Noach, in the creation of the world, in the beginning of the world, before Parshas Noach, the Ribbono Shel Olam never allowed us to have meat. Included in Shvichas Damim, included in killing, was not only a human being, but was also a Baal Chai. And then there was a Yotzim and Aklal in Parshas Noach that the Ribbono Shel Olam started allowing us to what? To eat meat. But now, once that prohibition comes back, because there's a service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the blueprints, the plan is that these items are used to be elevated, to be brought towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to serve the Abishter. So now if you deviate from the plan, what are you going back to? You're reverting back to what? Kodem the Mabul. What was Kodem the Mabul? Shvichas Domim. That's why the Torah doesn't say Ritzicha. The Torah uses the language. The Svarno is Halig. The Svarno is unbelievable. It uses the same language of Ritzicha in Bereshis. Shvichas Damim. Even to an animal. Why? What's so cruel? Because that's not the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created life in this world. Whether it's meat life, whether it's animal life, whether it's human being life. The blueprints of the world, the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, is what? To direct it where? Towards service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You deviate from that plan, you take a right turn, a left turn, you go in the opposite direction, you're now just deciding to have Basar Taiva, just to feed your desires, and distance this creation from its destiny, from its point of recognition, of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's going back to destroying the world. That's Shvichas Damim. That's what the Svarno say. That is what Rashi means. Shchutei Chutz is not limited to the Parsha of Kodshim, says Rabbi Yishmael. Shchutei Chutz doesn't mean make sure that you don't make a breakaway minyan. Make sure that you don't only serve HaKadosh Baruch. Shchutei Chutz means, no, my whole existence, every food and every item that's involved in my reality in the world, even if it's a non-holy animal, I need to recognize it, that if I'm not being miskar b'takodesh baruch hu, then I'm in the parsha of Shvichas Damim. Then I'm already destroying the world. Then I'm going against the Ribbono Shel Olam's intention. This is the pshat in the psukim, just reading the psukim over here to understand and relating it back to what the original plan of the world, to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally created as Shvichas Damim. And now I understand that if I deviate from that plan, that if I maneuver away from the Mishkan, and I don't serve these karbanos in the right way to be miskarev and bring them in close proximity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what am I doing? I'm going back to Kodem Dor HaMabul, which killing a Baal Chai for no reason was actually Shvichas Damim. Rabbi said this fits very well to a concept that we've quoted a lot this year, that the Ribbono Shel Olam created many different levels of creation and dargos in the world of his creation from Sefer Bereshis. We've mentioned many times that there's a doimim, an inanimate object, a tzaymeach, vegetation, a baal chai, and what else? Adam. And on top of Adam is what? A Jew, Zokta Kuzari, Zokta Nitziv. Right?
And we said many times that when the person falls off the track, when a person is not anymore in those dargas, what happens? He goes, falls not to the level underneath him. He goes even worse. A person who dies doesn't become an inanimate object. This person who dies stinks. This person who dies shrivels up. He rots worse than an inanimate object, worse than a rock. That's what happens. People and the creation of the world, the Rabbeinu Shalom created a system. Not only an ecosystem, not only a scientific system, the Rabbeinu Shalom created an Avodas Hashem system. And if you don't take that food and bring it to serve man, that now it's getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that man now can serve, and a Yid especially, can serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that service, so then what? You're falling off the path. And you're destroying the creation of the world. And you're a Sheifich Damim. You're going against the system that the Rabbeinu Shalom created. I need to make sure that I'm on that path. I need to make sure that not only I am on that path, that even the Darga underneath me is on that path. Not only Adam, mankind, but what? A Baal Chai. And if a Baal Chai is not going the direction towards the Ebeshter and in the halachic system and in the religious system, the spiritual system, just like in the actual science of the world, that animal will totally lose track and fall off the dargas and the scales, so too what will happen in a spiritual venue as well? That's going to happen as well. That's the parsha, in my opinion, of Shchutei Chutz. The same exact model. Person now takes an animal that was created for what purpose? To serve the Eibishter. To bring it into the Mishkan. To bring it into the Mikdash. And now I say, you know what? This shore, although it could be a Karban Shlomim, although this ox could really be something that's good for Akrava, I'm going to now do something Michutz L'machaneh. I'm going to do something on my own. I'm just going to have a turkey pastrami sandwich. What the Gemara in Chulin calls basar, taive. Zok the Rabbeinu Shalom, zok the Rashi, zok the Ramban, zok the Sforno. Not only is that wrong, not only is that not correct, not only is that an avera, not only did you just violate the parsha of Shchutei Chutz, you just destroyed the purpose of the world. To the extent that I'm comparing you and what you're doing right now to what the Rabbeinu Shalom created at the beginning of the world, Kaidim Dor Amabel, you're a Shaifech Domin. You're destroying the world right now. And I'm not talking about pollution. I'm talking about the spiritual world. I'm talking about the system, the scales, the dargas, the level. Everything's off track. Even to a Baal Chai, you could be a Shaifech Domin. Because you need to understand what the purpose of that Baal Chai is. You need to understand what the purpose of creation was. You need to understand what the Rabbeinu Shalom had in mind when he created and started Sefer Bereishis. And that was one purpose. It was Parshas Achrimos that you should bring the Dam Ala Mizbeach in the Mishkan, in the Mikdash, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and keep everything on that growth level, on that scale, on that Darga El Darga, the staircase. And you just ruined that. So Shchutei Chutz is not limited to Kodshim. Shchutei Chutz is not limited to only animals that were sanctified. No. Shchutei Chutz is relevant to every aspect of your life. And that's Pshat in Rashi. And that's Pshat in the severe language that's found in our Parsha of Shoifech Domek. And that's Pshat in why the juxtaposition in this week's Parsha that a person comes off Avodas Hashem in Yom Kippur, person comes off the holiest Avoda of the world. What's the first Pasuk and Parsha, in Parshas Achrimos, in the aftermath of the Avoda of the Kohen Gadol, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on the holiest day of the year, is that you need to realize, when you're going to go back to reality, there's a system over here. There are levels. There is a direction. There is an approach towards the reality and creations around you. Don't violate that Avera called Shchutei Chutz and bring things further away from the Eibushter. You're now uplifted, inspired from the Avoda of Kohen Gadol. You sang Marakoyin on Yom Kippur, and you're rejoicing, you're very happy.
Make sure that you continue moving in that direction. Make sure that you bring yourself back into that reality, and even on the day after Yom Kippur, even the day after the holiest day of the year, you're still moving towards that Lifnai V'Lifnim. Don't move in the opposite direction. And what would the opposite direction mean? What would a person who's moving and putting the car in reverse and turning around and going the opposite direction, what would I call that person? Even if it's in non-holy activities, I'm just going to do some mundane activities and I'm not thinking about service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not involved in going towards the Mishkan in every aspect of my life, no matter where I find myself, no matter whether it's on a job, no matter whether it's I'm in an internship this summer, I'm not focused on the day after Yom Kippur of going towards the Mishkan. What am I violating? Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz. That's not why the Rabbanu Shalom created this animal. That's not why the Eibishter created this world, this earth. That's not why the Rabbanu Shalom put you on this world. Which direction are you going? The traffic's going this way. You're going against traffic. That's called Shchutei Chutz. If I would actually delve into it, I would say to that person, Motzi Yom Kippur, do you know what you're involved with right now? You're not going to believe it, but you're involved with Ratzicha. You're what the Torah calls Shofech Damim. Shofech damim? Shofech damim because I'm not focusing on the Rabbanu Shalom right now? Because I have my religious life, my days in yeshiva, that I act in one way, and then my days that I'm not in yeshiva, I act another way? How could you call me a shofech damim? Yeah, let me explain to you the way the Rabbanu Shalom created the world. Let me explain to you something about the levels of the world of creation. Let me explain to you about the way the physical creations of the world work. And now let me explain to you what the Svarim HaKadoshim explained that exists on a spiritual, religious level as well. And now you understand Shvichas Damim. Now you understand the Parsha of Shchutei Chutz. Rabbeisai, in my opinion, Shchutei Chutz is Michutz Lamachaneh, as the Torah says. We live in a door, we live in a generation right now. Unfortunately, a lot of our conversations, a lot of the hack, a lot of the discussions around us is ways, if we're really brutally honest, to turn the car around. To look chutz. To look outside. Whether it's, and I'm not comparing these levels bichlal, whether it's the conversation of right versus left. Are you left? Are you right? Rabbi will say, look at the shidduch resume. Look at why you connect. Look how many categories there are. There's modern orthodox, machmir, machmirin, but not orthodox, a machmir about not being orthodox. You know, all these different categories. I'm not belittling them. I understand it, and it's a great way, and it's a gavaldika thing. I'm just using that as an example. But then there are other conversations. There's closed Orthodox and open Orthodox and this club and all these different. What is all this, Rabbi Osai? It's all just jargon. It's all just. If you ask me, am I modern Orthodox? No, I'm not modern Orthodox. Do I say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut? Avad, I say Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut, and I'm proud of saying Halal on Yom Ha'atzmaut. But you know what I am? I'm Orthodox in a modern world. There's nothing around the Orthodoxy. You know why? Because in Parshas Achrimos, the Rabbanu Shalom told me, there's one focus that I have to have. It's one direction that I have to have. It's called Mishkan. It's called Mikdash. Now, anyone who tells you that now that relates to what type of yarmulke you wear, to how you wear your tzitzis, to whether or not you wear a gartel, to whether or not you wear a bekesha, to whether or not you wear a strimal, let me tell you, I don't care what community that person is not in, but I can tell you right now, that's chutz, in my opinion. That's bichutz lamachin. That's not what the Rabbanu Shalom says. And anyone who tells you that the Rabbanu Shalom had different levels, and the Rabbanu Shalom had one Torah, life is going to do. Do not make two Torahs over here. The Rabbanu Shalom had one focus, had one Mishkan, had one Mikdash, had one commandment. One Aseres HaDibros. And I have to direct myself, and you have to direct yourself, and every single Jew that is in the Parsha and not violating Shchutei Chutz is going towards that Mikdash and that Mishkan. Anything that deviates from what the Rabbanu Shalom says, from that Mishkan and that Mikdash, no matter how many words you have before the word Orthodox, or how many clarification or descriptions you have the word before Orthodox, that's already scary.
I don't want to deviate from the plan. I want to stay on the system. I don't care whether it's to the right, to the left, upside down. We can sing Uncle Maishi, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, we're right, left, all around. We can do this all day, we can talk about this all day, but it's all a waste of time. We know exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. He wants us to take our Basar, to take every creation of the world, and focus every aspect of our lives on what? On the Mishkan. On that center midpoint. Everything that we should be involved with should be focusing that area. Focusing towards Him. Bitocha machane, in the Mizbeach, in the Mishkan. And if you now had a piece of flesh or had a sandwich without the focus of the Ribbono Shel Olam or a Baisai, you now decide and say, you know what? It's right now, it's Pesach time. Rabbi's not here. I'm off. Now we're michutz l'machane. Now the yeshiva's closed. Now it's post-June's man. We're no more focused on b'toich ha-machane. Now's the time to relax. Now's the time we can reverse the car. Now's the time we can go into another direction. Now's the time. Am I orthodox? I don't know if I'm orthodox. I might be up orthodox, down orthodox, slanted orthodox. I don't know, upside down orthodox. Who knows? I'm machmir about this. I'm machmir about that. I'm makel about this. I want to know one thing. I don't want to even know if you're orthodox. Don't even tell me. I don't care if you're orthodox. I want to know, is the Mishkan on your mind? Are you moving towards the Mishkan? Or Nebuch, are you going in an opposite direction? That the Ribbono Shel Olam calls Michutz L'machane. That the Ribbono Shel Olam compares to what? Shvichas Domi. To destroying the purpose of creation. Rabbi said, this is a parsha that we should keep on our minds. This is not a parsha that's just in the back of Zvachim. That's for a guy learning Kutchim, which is Gevaldik, and I don't want to belittle that, Chas V'Sholom, and you should all do that. But it's not fixed and it's not specific to that. That when the Beis HaMikdash comes, we have to now analyze Parshas Achrimos, the fourth Aliyah, that we have to be involved in Halah B'chutz, being Makhtir, Emurim, and fats on a Mizbeach outside the Beis HaMikdash. Or just slaughtering an animal of a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash. No. Rashi, the Ramban, the Sforno are all telling us, no. This is something that's fundamental in our lives. If anything, if I would have to argue, Shchut Dechutz from Parshas Achrimos is more relevant in the year 2016 than it was in the creation of the world. Ribbono Shel Olam knew what was going to happen. Ribbono Shel Olam knew what the hak was of the year 2016, what the conversations, what the directions of people, what people are involved with right now. And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you want to make sure that you're staying in line with the reason I created the world and I put you on this universe, and make sure you don't violate which parsha? The parsha of Shchut Dechutz. B'toich ha-machane, not michutz l'machane. Rabbi Yisai, the chino. Now, a few of you requested that we had a little more time for Chazar.